This has turned out to be one of the best holiday shopping seasons since the boom of the late 90s. But retail industry analysts say the gains have been uneven. Stores geared toward upper-income shoppers have done well, but some discount chains say revenues haven't been as strong as expected. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Kelly Gurney and her 13-year-old son Justin were making their way down a sidewalk on Manhattan's East Side today, their arms filled with shopping bags. They were visiting the city from South Carolina, and they'd hit the stores early.
We went to Times Square, we went to Bloomingdale's, we've been to Ann Taylor. We've already spent, $200. But this is just the beginning. It could get ugly by the end of the day.
Retail industry officials say they're seeing more and more people like the Gurneys who've caught the shopping bug again. With the economy showing signs of strength, many retailers began this holiday season hoping for a sharp rebound in sales. And in general, they haven't been disappointed, says Michael Namira, chief economist at the International Council of Shopping Centers.
I think the season still has shaped up as moderately good. Very uneven, but moderately good overall.
Namira expects that when the final numbers are in, retail sales will have increased by as much as 5%. That's well below the numbers of the late 1990s, but considerably better than last year's 2% increase. Still, a lot of individual retailers were hoping for better. Target said its same-store sales were below expectations, and in a taped message to shareholders today, Walmart said much the same thing.
We did see improvements in the last shopping days, but not enough to meet our original plan. Holiday sales occurred even later than in prior years.
Some analysts say retail sales may have been hurt by two solid weekends of winter weather in the Northeast. At the same time, retailers were also slow to mark down merchandise, and shoppers, used to the big discounts of recent years, may have held off buying. Rona Torres was out bargain hunting today, but she wasn't buying much.
Not too much. If the prices are not right now, wait till after the new year. That's when they even go down even more.
The picture has been a lot better for many high-end retailers. The specialty chain Sharper Image said its sales were robust, and chains like Neiman Marcus and Saks Fifth Avenue have also reported strong sales. Michael Namira says this began to happen last summer.
After about a year and a half of slower spending, we started to see a pickup in upper-income spending and also in the upper-income categories at retailers.
Namira says this may be tied to the rise in stock prices, which has made investors feel wealthy again. But he also says it's probably a cyclical phenomenon and that other retailers will see better numbers as the economy improves. Namira says another factor may have dragged down sales this year somewhat. Gift cards have become more popular than they used to be, and they're not included in sales figures until they're redeemed. Some 80% are used within a month after they're received, so that could provide a boost to final retail sales figures when they're released next month. Jim Zeroli, NPR News.